Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really an honor to be before you this afternoon. When I came down, I thought I would be one of those people who would just sneak in and watch the festivities and sneak out, but didn't prove to be that way. But it's really an honor to be here representing the Negro Baseball League's Museum board member and to be a part of this induction to Buck O'Neill into the Hall of Famous Missourians. When I recall a lot of years back when we sit in the room trying to decide how to get the museum going, and we had guys like Slick Surratt, Woody Smallwood, Connie Johnson, and we had guys like Jess Rogers right here, and as a former Negro League player, he remembers those days. And we talk about Buck O'Neill and what Buck O'Neill meant to not only baseball, to the black culture in baseball, but also to Kansas City itself and the Negro Baseball Leagues. And had it not been for Buck and Ken Burns in their documentary that brought the Negro Leagues right into our living rooms, we probably never would have the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City today, and we definitely wouldn't have as good an understanding of the Negro Baseball Leagues as we do today. And I recall those hot August days when Buck was sitting behind home plate and he called me over during batting practice and he'd say, "How do you feel today?" I was averaging 147 games a year, so he knew that I probably wasn't feeling great in August with 2 days off and it's 100 degrees every day. But he said, "I'm going to put this stopwatch on you." And I said, "Well, why would you put the stopwatch on me? I thought you did that all the time." He said, "I do it all the time, but I don't tell you I do it all the time. So if I tell you that I'm putting a stopwatch on you, that means that you're going to give me all you got today because you know I've got this watch going." So he had his subtle ways of trying to motivate you as a player. And then as I got older, then he says, "Okay, you've went all these years with your bat up high. You got a little older, so you got to flatten it out and make your swing a little bit quicker." So he was always full of advice. And I think that those are the things that I remember about Buck. It was never a cloudy day in Buck's life. Everything was always roses. The glass was always half full. And every time you was around Buck, you just genuinely felt better because you knew that whatever he had to go through in his life, from picking celery and strawberries and oranges and grapefruits in Florida, he really made the best of those situations. So if you had to take one guy and say that he always made lemonade out of lemons, Buck would be that guy. Because he always had a smile, always had a hug for the ladies. And I think that's one of those privileges that come with age, I believe. But it's definitely an honor. We were all disappointed when Buck wasn't elected to the Hall of Fame. But if you knew Buck, his main goal was to get as many guys in the Hall of Fame as he could, and he did a great job in that area. And today, I really believe Buck has finally made his Hall of Fame, because to me, the best recognition you can get is a recognition in your city, in your state. And I think this is Buck's Hall of Fame tonight, being inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Frank White. And your lovely wife is here with you, too. And I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come all the way down. And we had tried to reach him, and his schedule was very busy, and we didn't think he was going to make it, and he made it tonight. So I'm very happy, very happy. And I appreciate those words. We continue on with Mr. President of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri, Mr. Bob Kendrick. And Bob has been so behind the scenes and working hard on just about everything concerning this history, and just a terrific guy. And I'll turn it over to Bob for a few words.